Hey, mate, ready to find out what's going on in the world today?
Hey there, of course, I'm ready. What's on the agenda for today?
Well, first of all, the weather is going crazy. We've got snow in April and downpours in the desert. Climate change and drought in Africa are also keeping us on our toes.
Wow, that sounds like a plot for a Hollywood movie. What else is going on?
And secondly, the situation in Ukraine. Russia has launched missiles at Chernihiv.
Blimey, that sounds serious. What else is happening in the world?
The Prime Minister of the Netherlands has spoken out about helping Ukraine, and the U.S. Congress is planning to assist Kyiv.
The world is full of events. Anything else happening?
And thirdly, we've got protests kicking off in Tbilisi.
I wonder what's going on there. Anything else?
Criminal liability for erotic deepfakes in Britain, and the results of the Champions League match.
Wow, that sounds like a jam-packed day. What else is going on?
The finalists of the World Press Photo for the year 2024 and Yulia Navalnaya are on the list of the most influential people in the world.
Wow, that sounds like a really eventful day. Let's discuss all of this in more detail.
You know, my little music explorer, I recently discovered this interesting band, The Blaze. They're two brothers from Paris, Guillaume and Jonathan Alric. They play electronic dance music with an ambient style.
Is ambient music something for meditation or for dancing with ghosts?
Laughing. You could say that. But their music is something more. When I first heard their track Lonely, I realized that I had already heard these rhythms and this style somewhere.
Are you like in a time machine or a teleporter or something?
Absolutely. And then I remembered, a long time ago, at a wild party in Mogilev, there was a gathering. The guys projected their track Viral on the wall and we danced to it.
Did you have a big grin on your face, or were you as happy as a cat that just lapped up a bowl of cream?
Yeah, exactly. It was an incredible feeling, like I had traveled back in time.
Wow, that sounds awesome. I'd love to experience that too. Maybe their music will transport me through time as well.
Who knows, maybe one day you'll get to feel that too. The main thing is to be open to new experiences and not be afraid to experiment. And remember, as the great Shakespeare said, if music be the food of love, play on. Adhitaik. Switching from musical time travels to a different kind of journey, let's talk about Dubai. Have you ever wondered why such a wealthy and advanced city like Dubai still doesn't have a proper storm drainage system?
Yeah, that's really strange. I was looking at the flooded runway in Dubai and couldn't understand how that could happen. I know they get strong storms there, but not to that extent. I've never seen anything like it.
I wonder if Dubai actually has a storm drainage system, because it seems like they don't.
I've been thinking about that too and decided to look into it. Turns out there's hardly any storm drainage system in the city. They do have drainage networks that they upgrade every year before the rainy season, but the storm drainage is not up to par. It was only in June of last year that Dubai approved a plan to build a storm drainage system at a cost of $21.8 billion.
Wow, that's incredible. I found a post on Reddit that says, "It's such a shame that a wealthy country like the UAE in 2024 doesn't have a basic storm drainage and sewage system. Las Vegas is in the desert. It doesn't get much rain, but it still has a storm drainage system. It's silly and ridiculous to justify the cost and complexity of such an important infrastructure project when you've already built artificial islands, the deepest pool, and the tallest building in the world just for entertainment. Haha, just for fun. Brr."
The complexity and cost of this project is explained by the fact that in the old areas, storm drainage was not initially planned because no one thought it would be needed. In addition, in places like the UAE, the drains and pipes quickly get clogged with sand and dust and require constant cleaning. So, even if you have drainage, if you don't constantly clear out mountains of sand from it, it won't be of any use.
Actually, it doesn't sound more complicated or expensive than building artificial islands. I think the Emirates will handle this task, especially since they have infinite money. Ha ha, infinite money. Sounds like the title of my next album. Speaking of the weather in Dubai, by the way, some strange things are happening with the weather all over the world. Have you heard about the recent climate anomalies, my little meteorologist?
No, spill the beans.
Well, for example, last Saturday I was down south of London. It was 21 degrees warm, the sun was scorching, I was eating cherry ice cream and rejoicing that I had used sunscreen in the morning. The next day, the temperature sharply dropped, it started raining, and a cold wind blew. This Saturday night, it's going to be 3 degrees and 12 during the day. I'm telling you, it's cold. And I'm not joking.
Blimey, that's really strange. What else have you got?
One day last week, for some reason, I didn't take an umbrella and was just wearing a leather jacket. The gray clouds quickly covered the sky, and big icy drops started hitting my face. I turned into a wind-cursing human. I haven't been this cold in a long time. And a couple of days ago, there was a downpour, thunder, and lightning. As if Zeus was angry about something, with the laid-back and beer-loving residents of the British capital.
Sounds like a scene from a movie. Y'all have to refer... What about other countries? Ducks?
And here's the most interesting part. In Belarus, there will be frost tonight and wet snow is expected. Just recently, the country had a temperature of 25 degrees. And then I read that it's been snowing in Austria since Tuesday, even though it was hot at 30 degrees over the weekend. Snow fell in the Croatian Zagorje, and now those who changed their winter tires to summer ones are scratching their heads and thinking of switching back to winter. In northwest Romania, it was up to 25 degrees on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, it dropped to 4. The same climatic adventures are happening in the capital of Bosnia and Herzegovina, Sarajevo. It snowed there, and before that, it was 30 degrees, which doesn't really seem like spring on the Balkan Peninsula.
Wow, that's really strange. Why is that happening, though?
Blimey, it's all down to climate change. And El Niño, which kicked off last year and is set to continue for a few more months. Meanwhile, Dubai is flooding, and in southern Africa, in Malawi, Zambia, and Zimbabwe, a state of emergency has been declared due to drought. Millions of people could be on the brink of starvation. But don't fret, my little meteorologist, we'll all get through this together.
That's sad. I hope everything will turn out fine. Thanks for sharing.
You know, these unexpected weather changes have made me rethink my wardrobe. Now I always carry an umbrella and prefer hoodies and jackets with hoods.
Are you afraid of getting wet then?
No, I just don't want the weather to affect my mood. I want to love all kinds of weather.
And do you think that an umbrella and a hood will help you with that?
Well, at least they help me stay dry and warm. And sometimes in the mornings and evenings, I grab a scarf just in case.
Haha, you're like a superhero, always ready for any weather.
Oh, come on, my little sage. I just want to and will enjoy every day, regardless of the weather. And by the way, my superhero skill is being able to find joy in any weather. You know, I was recently at my friend's place. She made me coffee and started cooking pilaf. And there she is, walking around the kitchen, waving a carrot and saying, "I don't understand. Ukraine has such allies. Germany, France, the UK, Poland. Why? Why does this still continue? How is this possible? It's such a disgrace."
Are you talking about the war in Ukraine, right? I read that on the 17th of April, during the morning rush hour, Russia launched 3 cruise missiles at Chernihiv. This damaged 4 apartment buildings, a hospital, a university, dozens of cars, and destroyed an 8-story building. As a result of the missile attack, 18 people were killed and 77 were injured.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And you know what's the scariest part? It's been going on for months and the world is just watching. My friend was telling me how on that day, she was supporting a friend at her English course who has relatives in Chernihiv.
It's awful. But why can't anyone stop this? Ukraine has allies, right?
You know what? They do have allies, but it seems like it's not enough to stop this war. But you know what? My friend said that the pilaf turned out great. I don't know how she does it, but even in moments like these, she manages to stay optimistic. Hey, my young expert, ready to discuss the latest news from the EU summit in Brussels?
Oh yes, I'm always up for discussing politics, especially when it comes to important issues like allies providing assistance.
Brilliant. So at the EU summit that took place on the 17th and 18th of April in Brussels, the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Rutte, said the following. "Let's not try to mix Israel and the Middle East with Ukraine. It needs all the air defense systems and all the ammunition that we can get for it. I understand perfectly well what Zelensky said, but I won't comment on that. I want to find a practical solution that would suit him."
Interesting. I wonder what Rutte means by not mixing these situations. Zelensky mentioned how allies helped Israel repel the largest drone attack in history, and Ukraine would like similar assistance in defending its airspace. But Rutte is asking not to conflate these situations because they are different things.
Yeah, and overall, the EU is geared up to ramp up assistance to Ukraine. But, as they say, let's see what comes of it.
And there were also talks about how no one wants to fight with Russia. Seems like no one wants to, but they might have to.
Yeah. As the Prime Minister of Ukraine said in an interview with the BBC, "The situation is tough, but we're not giving up." He also called on the US Congress to pass a bill to aid Kyiv. The vote in Congress will be this Saturday.
And here's another thing. According to Euronews, an assassination attempt was planned at a Polish airport during Zelensky's visit.
It's truly unbelievable.
Wow, that's really unbelievable. But you see, politics isn't just about dry debates and diplomatic negotiations. It also involves real threats and dangers.
Yeah, that's for sure. Sometimes politics can be even more thrilling than any action movie.
Switching from politics to technology, let's discuss the recent interview of Pavel Durov with Tucker Carlson.
Oh, Durov, that's the guy who created VKontakte and Telegram, right?
You're absolutely right, my clever friend. And here's what he said in his interview. I was offered two options, to comply with the authorities' demands or to leave the country. I chose the latter.
Wow, that sounds like a plot for a Hollywood movie. But why did he have to leave?
Well, that's because he refused to comply with the authorities' demands. But let's not delve too deep into politics, shall we?
All right, let's do this. What did he look like during the interview?
He looked pretty normal. Hair, teeth, stubble, hands, legs, smiling. And the host, Tucker, was quite funny. He has a funny facial expression, and he also wears shoes on one bare foot.
Shoes on one bare foot? That sounds odd. I couldn't do that. At least a tiny sock is needed, Tucker.
Haha, you always know how to lift my spirits. But let's get back to Durov. This interview was on Tucker Carlson's show, and it caused quite a stir.
I wonder what else he said, but I think that's a whole different story now.
Bite. All right, my young genius. We've already discussed Durov, but there's another interesting event. Yulia Navalnaya, the wife of the well-known Russian opposition leader, was recently included in Time magazine's list of the most influential people in the world. It's not just for show, she earned it with her actions.
Wow, that sounds important. But who is Yulia Navalnaya?
She's the wife of Alexei Navalny, a well-known Russian opposition figure. She became famous for her active stance and support for her husband in his fight for justice. But it's not just that, she's also actively involved in public life and advocates for human rights.
I wonder, what did she say in the interview, ducks?
She gave an interview to Medusa, where she talked about her life, her struggles, and her plans for the future. She said, "We will continue to fight for justice, despite all the difficulties."
Wow, that sounds like a really important interview. I think I should give it a read.
Yeah, that's definitely worth your time. And remember, my young genius, knowledge is power. Also, don't forget to check out the time list. There are lots of interesting people there.
Thanks for the advice. I'll definitely do that.
That's the kind of humor, my young genius. But remember, laughter is the best medicine. Let's move on to some other important news that I wanted to discuss with you. In Tbilisi, protests against the foreign agents law continue. The bill has already been passed in the first reading, and there will be a total of 3 readings.
Wow, that sounds serious. But let's move on to some more cheerful news. Have you heard that Britain is introducing criminal liability for erotic deepfakes?
Yeah, I heard about that. Completely agree. But let's talk about sports. On Wednesday, the Champions League match between Manchester City and Real Madrid ended with a penalty shootout, resulting in Real Madrid advancing to the semifinals with a score of 3-4.
Wow, that sounds exciting. I don't often hear you talk about sports, but I'm glad you shared this news. Did you know that Real Madrid currently has one of the best goalkeepers in the world, the Ukrainian Andriy Lunin?
Yeah, I know. Both teams are absolutely star-studded with brilliant coaches, Guardiola and Ancelotti. I was rooting for Manchester City, being in Britain, and for Lunin because he's a real talent.
Sounds like a fun sports day. But you know what else is interesting? According to SofaScore, one of the most popular sports websites in the world, Lunin was named the best player of that match.
I'm really happy for him. It's the first time in 4 years that there won't be any English clubs in the Champions League final. Let's see who my pub mates will be rooting for.
Interesting. I wonder how that will affect the mood in Britain. But let's move on to the latest news. Have you heard about the finalists of the World Press Photo for the year 2024?
Yeah, I heard about that. Not much fun there. But these are important news that we should discuss. You know, my little genius, one time I bought my daughter a new pair of trainers. She was so happy that she finally learned to tie her laces by herself. Can you imagine the pride on her face as she walked to school, standing tall, saying, "Mom, I feel so... well. More independent now that I can tie my own trainers. I love it."
Oh, that sounds like a big step forward for her, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So we arrive at the school, standing in the schoolyard, and then her friend Sophia runs out from the crowd of kids shouting, "You are under arrest."
Blimey, what a drama.
Oh, what a drama on the school playground. My daughter tries to run away, but Sophia catches her in a hug. They both burst into laughter. And Sophia says, "I am here to arrest you."
And what did she arrest her for, ducks?
I'm here to nick you for being my absolute best mate ever.
Haha, that sounds like a right laugh.
Yeah, they ran off hugging each other. And I went to my Tai Chi class because I'm into health and longevity. It was my first time. Absolutely brilliant. I'm still experimenting with group classes. Right now, I've only kept freestyle step because it's super fun and I spend the whole class smiling and laughing.
Wow, you sound so active and healthy. I want to be like you when I grow up.
Oh, thank you, my little genius. I'm sure you can be even better. Sarya. You know, talking about my passion for freestyle step and Tai Chi, I wanted to share with you and our listeners how much time and effort goes into preparing each episode of our podcast. It takes me 6 to 8 hours to prepare a single script. I would be incredibly grateful if you could start supporting Espresso Monthly through Patreon or Boosty, or make a one-time contribution through PayPal or Revolut. Thank you so much for your support. You know, I recently shared in my Instagram stories about this fantastic wellness game. It was more than just a crossword puzzle. It was a cognitive game with elements of meditation that really makes you think and relax at the same time.
Wow, that sounds intriguing. You always come across such unique things. It's like your superpower, isn't it?
Oh, thanks. And you know what? One of my readers sent me his answers to that game. He's like a little Sherlock Holmes.
Blimey, what a clever lad. He's probably gearing up to be the next Einstein, ain't he?
Yeah, he really is. His answers were just as bright and interesting as the game itself. It was a real delight to look at them. It's like watching a rainbow after the rain.
Well, you're a star. I'd love to have a go at that game, too. Maybe I can give you a run for your money.
And you must give it a go. It's a wonderful way to train your brain and relax at the same time. As Albert Einstein said, play is the highest form of research. So, we've discussed this unique game and your detective skills. But now, let's switch gears. You know, yesterday I stumbled upon something and learned a new word to describe the feeling when something is really funny. The word is creased.
Razval? So, if something really cracks me up, I can say that I'm in bits?
Absolutely. It's important to know these things. Thanks. And you know what's interesting? Someone told me a story that just cracked me up. He was walking down the street and saw a cat trying to climb a tree, but instead it fell right into the bushes. He said it was so funny, it just cracked him up.
Oh, that's really funny. I feel like I'm in stitches from that story too.
Right, we've discussed how the word creased can describe laughter. But now let's move on to another topic. I received a really interesting letter that I'd like to talk about.
Wow, that sounds intriguing. You always come across such unique things. It's like your superpower, isn't it?
Well, first of all, the letter's author, Olya, talks about her struggle with something she hasn't overcome yet. She doesn't specify what it is, but it sounds quite serious, ducks.
Yeah, that sounds like something many of us can relate to. What else does she say?
She's asking to rate her letter by clicking on one of the emojis. It's an anonymous survey she's conducting for research purposes. She thanks for the feedback and adds a funny phrase. I know that you know that I know, but still, with an emoji.
Oh, that sounds like an interesting way to get feedback. What else?
She finishes the letter with a hug emoji and asks to send comments, questions, socks for Tucker Carlson, and a chair for Maria Pevchik to her email. She also asks to recommend her letters to good folks.
Fascinating. She sounds like a very open and friendly person, doesn't she?
Yeah, I agree. And this is just one letter. Imagine how much interesting stuff we can learn from her other letters.